and welcome once again to the Good We Can podcast from the faith community at Sun Prairie United Methodist Church in Sun Prairie, Wisconsin. We invite you to subscribe to this channel to be encouraged, challenged, and strengthened in your faith. Each week, we share a Bible reading and brief devotion from a Christian thought leader as published in Disciplines by Upper Room Books. And we return to the Gospel according to Luke again today, where Jesus tells his listeners a parable. So what exactly is a parable? Our guest for this week is here with the answer. Hi, Amanda.
Hi, this is Amanda Henthorn. A parable is, literally, something cast alongside something else. Jesus's parables were stories that were cast alongside a truth in order to illustrate that truth. His parables were teaching aids and can be thought of as extended analogies or inspired comparisons. A common description of a parable is that it is an earthly story with a heavenly meaning. For a time in his ministry, Jesus relied heavily on parables. He told many of them. In fact, according to Mark chapter 4, verses 34a, he did not say anything to them without using a parable. After telling some of his parables, Jesus said, "Whoever has ears to hear, let them hear." Mark chapter 4, verses 9 and 23. This was a call to listen to the parables, not just as one would listen to an ordinary story, but as one who is seeking the truth of God. By the way, I found this definition on gotquestions.org. Back to you, Bill.
Thanks, Amanda. That's very helpful. Let's begin with a prayer. We quiet ourselves for a few minutes to listen for your word to us, Lord God. May we not only hear, but also receive your truth into our lives. Holy Spirit, guide us in our day-to-day living and help us to see the good we can do for others. And when we do it, may it be in Jesus' name. Amen. I invite you to listen now to a reading from the Gospel according to Luke chapter 12, verses 13 through 21. Someone from the crowd said to him, "Teacher, tell my brother to divide the inheritance with me." Jesus said to him, "Man, who appointed me as judge or referee between you and your brother?" Then Jesus said to them, "Watch out. Guard yourself against all kinds of greed. After all, one's life isn't determined by one's possessions, even when someone is very wealthy." Then he told them a parable. A certain rich man's land produced a bountiful crop. He said to himself, "What will I do? I have no place to store my harvest." Then he thought, "Here's what I'll do. I'll tear down my barns and build bigger ones. That's where I'll store all my grain and goods. I'll say to myself, 'You have stored up plenty of goods, enough for several years. Take it easy. Eat, drink, and enjoy yourself.'" But God said to him, "Fool, tonight you will die. Now who will get the things you have prepared for yourself?" This is the way it will be for those who hoard things for themselves and aren't rich toward God. And now for a reflection on this scripture from Daniel Wolpert, who is the executive director and co-founder of the Minnesota Institute of Contemplation and Healing. He is also a Presbyterian pastor. He writes, "This is one of my favorite gospel stories. In one stroke, Luke challenges both the multi-billion dollar retirement industry and the personal storage shed industry. We spend much time and energy building more barns to store up our excess, which is what our materialistic society tells us to do. It is a sad truth that many of our church institutions reflect the same values as the larger society. So much of the fighting in our denominations is really about the pension funds and who is going to get them. Building a bigger barn or fighting over retirement funds are signs that we are struggling to believe that God is enough." Once, as a joke, I took a picture of a pastor friend in his martial arts gear, printed it out, and wrote on it, "Jesus loves me, but just in case." I taped it to his door, and he got a good laugh from it. It is natural for us to hedge our bets. Yet the cumulative effect of our laying up of treasure is that most churches are starved for the funds they need to be vibrant, mission-focused communities. There is an old church joke, or observation, about the council arguing and arguing about spending $10 before adjourning so everyone can go home in their $50,000 trucks. It seems that it continues to be difficult for us to be generous toward God. What will it take for us to be so? God, as we come to the end of this week of reflection on your generosity, give us generous spirits. Help us embrace the truth that you are enough for us. Amen. Thank you for joining us this week for the Good We Can podcast. This is Bill Anzio inviting you to join us for worship this weekend at Sun Prairie United Methodist Church. We have two in-person services during the summer at 8:30 and 10 o'clock Sunday morning. The 10 o'clock service is also streamed live on our website at sunprairieumc.org. Have a blessed weekend, and we hope you'll join us again next time for the Good We Can.